say?
I feel good. We're on the same page. We understand we have to get work, and when I'm out there, I get to work. But we want to be smart about everything. So, but it's been great so far. I feel good.
I mean, is that something you had mentioned to the coaches or the trainers?
I think we just sat down as a collective group and just discussed what's the best game plan, I guess you can say, going forward. So I think it was a collective effort, and everybody was on the same page.
CJ, based on the player that you've been in your career, and how exposed you've always been, how would you sum up your first year with the Saints and where you want to go with year two?
It kind of reminded me of my rookie year in Buffalo. Just that first year, trying to get into the playbook, trying to understand it, trying to figure your way around. I think that's kind of how last year was, and then the injury on top of that kind of hindered. But this year, you feel a whole lot more comfortable in it. I feel a whole lot more comfortable in the playbook. I feel like my explosiveness is back. My cutting ability is back to where it was. So I feel good. Just got to continue to just take it day by day.
Is that a frustrating thing, though, because you've been in the league for a while and you go to a new team and it's like starting all over again and you can't be the player that you used to be?
Yeah, I mean, you always feel frustrated. Anytime you get hampered with injuries that, you know, especially the style of play that I play with the cutting, and when it's a lower body injury, you get frustrated. But, I mean, you can't dwell on it. You got to be mentally tough and just do everything you can to get back stronger and better.
Do you feel like you're still searching for your role on this team, the place where you fit best?
I understand what my role is on this team. I don't think I'm searching. I'm just trying to do everything I can to make sure that, you know, once the season rolls around, that I'm ready to go. And I think, you know, he says it best. You just take it one day at a time. You try to come out here and you try to get better each and every day. You don't look ahead. So that's kind of what I do. I try to write down at least one little task that I can get better at. It might be catching the ball. It might be getting more depth on my route. So I just try to do something that I can get better at my game. So once the season comes, we won't have that problem.
Did you never quite go all the way right last year?
I mean, you watched the film. It
was it a case of being able to run, you know, straight line speed, but just not being able to cut the dark?
Straight line speed, I feel fine. I feel I was perfect, straight ahead. I think it was just the cutting part and the stopping part. But straight line, I felt like even if I was 80%, I could have got out there and done it. Like you can take the Dallas game for instance. I wasn't totally 100, but that pass, I knew if I got straight line, I'm gonna be fine.
What did you think of that Michael Thomas catch today?
It was awesome. I didn't see the catch. I just seen him, you know, I seen the ball in the air and I seen him get around the DB. So I didn't know if he went for one hand or two hands. So it's going to be a beauty to watch on film today. But, we need that from him. I mean, he's a big-time playmaker, and we need him to continue to do that.
CJ, do you still view yourself as a top kick returner in the league, considering even the rule changes if you're given that opportunity?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think we have a great kickoff return team unit. I think if everybody's on the same court, we can be very explosive. We can lead the league in that category. But, you know, the way the NFL going, man, several years from now, I don't even know if it's going to be a kickoff return or a kickoff team. But we'll be smart about it. I mean, when you're getting the ball on the 25-yard line, you're giving it to our offense with our quarterback. I mean, you asking him to go 75 yards really to get a touchdown. We'll take that. So we're going to be smart about it. And, you know, if the opportunity presents itself to have a chance to return one, we'll return it. But if not, we'll take a knee and we'll start on 25-yard line.
Do you view kickers maybe trying to get, I don't know, is that a pooch kick, maybe not the right word, but trying to get hang time?
Yeah.
And land in a 1 or 2 yard line?
Yeah, teams probably will try to do that. I mean, so we'll see how it goes. We'll adjust to it. I think we got a great group of guys, returners, that, you know, if you do that, you know, we'll still be able to get, you know, the ball on the good yard line to give our offense.
Jerry, when did you in this offseason, I guess, or whenever, start to feel right, like you were you again?
After 4th of July.
After
the 4th of July, that's when I started back training. That was my first time getting out there, running and cutting. And at first, I was hesitant because I hadn't done it in so long. And once I made that first cut during the drill, I was like, okay, I'm back to the thriller.
Are you 100% now?
100%. I don't put a percentage on it. I feel good.
Do
Why then back off the reps? Just because?
I mean, we just want to be smart about it. Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, some things that came up early in the spring that, you know, we're trying to avoid. So you just want to be smart. But, I mean, everybody knows once if I'm out there, I'm going to go. I'm going to go 100% as I can.
Did you have a procedure at all in the offseason?
No.
No.
Why'd you take so much time off?
Take time off.
Yeah. You said you had
I just always do. Anytime at the OTAs, I always just try to take time off to just let my body heal up. You know, I do a couple of family events that I always have obligations that I do every summer. So did a family vacation with my daughter and my nephew, and then I got back to training.
No lingering.
No, it wasn't nothing lingering. It's just being smart about it. I mean, I knew we had like 4 or 5 weeks to get ready for training camp, and then you get to training camp, you got, you know, another 4 to 5 weeks to get ready for the season. So you just want to be smart. You don't want to burn out. You know, I'd have been this my 7th training camp, so I understand my body. I know what it takes to get my body ready for a season. So I guess that would be the great thing to say. I just didn't want to burn out.
CJ, when you step on the field now compared to last year, is there so much less thinking now? Not thinking, can I make this cut? Can I make this?
Exactly. It's less thinking. I think the biggest thing was just confidence. Can I get that cut in without it, you know, having a sharp pain? Now I know I can get that cut in. Can I stop like I want to? I'd have done it. So you just have to just keep getting better and keep working at it and, you know, keep getting it stronger and be ready.